Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 15th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Oldest Trick in the Book. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Kevin Harrington and is titled, A Little Humor Goes a Long Way. Thank you for listening.
The story is nowhere near as high stakes or exciting or brave as the first couple offerings we've heard this evening, but there I was at 9,500 feet with a very, very injured 15-year-old young man by the name of Ryan. I used to be a ranger, it's a fancy name they give it, a backpacking guide for the Boy Scouts of America. Thank you for the whatever that laugh meant. They're getting there. And how many of you have children out in the audience, teenagers especially? Thank you to you who have teenagers. You work harder than damn near anybody. So there I was at almost 10,000 feet with this very injured young 15-year-old man named Ryan from Cincinnati, Ohio. And he had a real bad sprain, almost broke his ankle. As a Boy Scout guide, backpacking guide, you have to know a lot of skills and you have to pass these skills on. When it comes to Oldest Trick in the Book, when it comes to teaching and or the outdoors, that's a lot of subject matter for the Oldest Trick in the Book. But this young man was terrified that he was going to miss this 10-day experience that people plan for years and years and years and years. So we have what's called emergency procedures. Like any other good bureaucracy or organization, we have a lot of fancy names and patterns for things. And just like the Oldest Trick in the Book, when you're teaching in the outdoors actively, you look for what are called teachable moments. Teachers and parents out there will probably appreciate this phrase. Teachable moments. And so with this young man, with his almost broken ankle, at 9,500 feet, I had to tell him to calm down, that it was going to be all right. And I asked him, you know, out of 10, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst pain you've ever felt, how bad does this hurt? And he said, a 9. And if any, this is kind of part of the paramedic thing, this is kind of part of the medical thing. If someone says anything more than an 8, they need medical attention pretty quickly. They're probably pretty messed up. And so I say, well, you know what? We're going to have a teachable moment. And we're going to teach you what's called emergency procedures. So when you're out there in the middle of nowhere with just a small group of people, what you want to do is you want to take two individuals, two the healthiest individuals in your group. You want to get them together. You want to make sure they have everything they need, fire, water, all that good stuff, rain gear, it's the Boy Scouts, and you want to make sure they know where they're going and where to come back to. So you plan very carefully for this. Now, this reserve, this park, this camp that we were at is 215 square miles in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in northeastern New Mexico. Anybody been there? Thank you. You hopefully enjoyed it as much as we did. Yes, it deserves the applause. Now, you know, we're never too far from civilization. We're never too far from where we are. Now, this Ryan, this young man from Cincinnati, Ohio, is terrified that he's going to miss the rest of his 10 days in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. And so I tell him, you know what? It's going to be all right. We're going to get it figured out. We're going to get you where you need to be. Everybody in the group, all the other 10 people are being real supportive. And I say, you know what? We're going to get you out of here. So we're going to have a teachable moment. And we're going to teach you how to get you out of here. Just because you are the subject of this teachable moment doesn't mean that you're in a bad way. So we talk through how to get these people to where they need to be to report this, to get this young man to where he can get treatment and where he can be safe. This whole time, this is about 30 minutes later, this young man's ankle has swollen to probably the size of his head. It's huge. I mean, he's clearly in a lot of pain, and I felt terrible for the young man because, you know, he's a good kid. He's 15. He's just having a great time, and then all of a sudden, he almost breaks his ankle. So we talk about the teachable moment. We talk about the emergency procedures. We get everybody on the way, and we're sitting there tensely trying to calm this kid down. So we're talking to him about his school and about his family and about his friends and about what's Cincinnati like. And this whole time, this poor young man is just more in pain and the adrenaline is not quite getting there. And he's freaking out and he's losing it and he's getting more scared. So as the guide and the teacher of this group and working with these guys for a few days, I kind of get to know him a little bit. And I think, okay, what can I do to get this kid's mind off this pretty severe injury? And he's holding back tears. I mean, he's doing a great job. And we're a long ways away from anybody that can really help him. And so I think, you know what? I'm going to tell him a joke. I'm going to tell him a joke. Seems pretty simple, right? So I think, okay, well, it's the Boy Scouts. So you can't tell him like 90% of the jokes out there, probably. And I think, okay, what do I know at 23, 24 at that point? I know a lot of bar jokes. Know a lot of really, really weird relationship jokes. And I didn't know what to say. I'm sitting there, I got the cold compress, everyone's sitting around us waiting for some kind of arrival to help this kid out. So I look at this kid and I say, hey Ryan, why did Helen Keller's dog run away? And every single kid in the crew goes, boo, boo, boo. Now years later, I hear your reaction. That's not funny either. Years later, I realized this was probably not the best joke to tell a young man in a very sensitive situation. And his friends around him responding as they did. But he lit up. And he didn't laugh. He didn't laugh. He was in too much pain. But he kind of lightened up. And the whole group after that, there were no more Helen Keller jokes, first of all, and nothing more serious than that. That sort of devolved to the pirate Monty Python range after that with this group of young people. And it must have been about 2 or 3 hours of us just sitting there telling these silly little jokes. And the whole time, he just was slowly relaxing and relaxing, and the adrenaline is bleeding out of his system. And his buddies, these two kids, get back from one of the nearest staffed areas, and we get him out of there. We carry him out, and he's fine, fortunately. And I didn't see the rest of the group. You're only usually with these guys about, you know, 3, 4, 5 days. And about a week later, I ran into Ryan in the in base camp. It's a fancy name we gave our staging area. And I see Ryan, and he says, "Hey, Kevin, thank you. And that's really all he had to say. And it was really from Ryan that I learned that the two oldest tricks in the book are probably humor and a thank you. So, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Harrington was always the friendly face you saw at the Orange Street Food Farm bringing up your groceries. He was on the road for a number of years in a little red truck teaching children all over the world how to act. He is now a tour assistant at Missoula Children's Theater. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art, our title sponsor for the 2015 season, The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors' ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. In addition to great entertainment, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma Theater. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma has been utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially, thanks to the storytellers, Acton Seibel, Paul Scar, Kevin Harrington, Steve Gonzalez, Susie Risho, and Jill Beauchamp-Aubin. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.